Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we got a lot going on this Saturday morning besides all the fishermen that are headed out. We've also talking about sunglasses. What is your favorite type, your style, a lens, a brand name? We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 is our text line. We're also talking about the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the movie Jaws. What is your favorite part of the movie or your favorite line from that movie? Let's get to some of these texts. Backstrap Stacker checking back in. Oh, he's telling me that the Mary G. Montgomery that was texted in from last hour, that's the name of the high school team in Alabama that won the Bass Championship. Well, thanks for clearing that up, and congratulations to the Mary G. Montgomery Bass Fishing Team. Here's a comment. Steven Spielberg was interviewed years later and revealed that the mechanical shark was not working when he first started filming Jaws. The result, however, was that the audience was even more scared when the shark was finally seen for the first time. Yeah, I had known about that, and that is absolutely true. The suspense of not actually seeing it was probably more scary than seeing that dummy fish, although the quick shots of it made it look kind of realistic. Here's one with a favorite. This is from PJ in Honolulu, Hawaii, checking in. Favorite Jaws quote, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. That was from Peter Benchley, the author. Favorite sunglasses, they like polarized Oakley flak in purple and gold color. Thanks, PJ, for that selection. Here's one says, Don, I use cocoons, the dark blue polarized. Best line, we're going to need a bigger boat. That's Jerry from Kenner. Coastal broadbill, green mirror. That's from Old Dog. His favorite line was, here's to swimming with, and he said bull-legged women, but it's bow-legged women. I think he stole that from Popeye the Sailor. He was used to sing that song about, here's to swimming with bow-legged women. The Colonel from Hammond, that's his favorite toast from Quint, too. And we got Roy from Mid-City. He loves the scene when they gut the first big shark and a Louisiana license plate falls out, and they say they swam the whole way up the East Coast. Yeah, that was a funny scene there. All right, we got Jason and the crew at Corey's Barbershop checked in this morning. He likes Ray-Bans with polarized lenses and with amber. And he's headed to Alaska Tuesday to go fishing. Can't wait. Give us a report when you get up there, Jason. Good luck to you. I sure miss my Alaska trips. All right, here's one that Gene, the Indianapolis sailor, told an epic military bureaucracy story. He said after getting out of the hospital, he wasn't allowed to muster out because he was missing certain uniform pieces, namely his pea coat. He had to find a second-hand one to turn in. He survived the Indianapolis, but he couldn't go home because he didn't have his pea coat. I asked him, well, didn't you tell the guy where yours was? In his locker on the ocean floor. And Gene laughed and said it was easy to just get another one. All right, here's a vote for Maui Jim Ho'okapi. It's a rimless-style sunglass that is extremely lightweight and comfortable. You'll forget you have them on. That's correction, Ho'okipa, O-K-I-P-A. I have to check those out. What are your favorite sunglasses? We'd love to hear from you. And your favorite line or scene from the movie Jaws, a fishing classic celebrating 50 years on the air. We'll be back to get to those. Also, we got Captain Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard, and Ryan Lambert. We'll find out what sunglasses they prefer right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. Now, not only does CETO offer you for $249 an entire year of coverage, it's your membership into CETO to get free boat towing, fuel delivery, jump starts, whatever it takes to get back to safety. It's peace of mind. But they also sponsor three stations in Louisiana at boat ramps, where there are personal flotation devices on hangers that are offered free to boaters who are getting ready to launch the boat and realize either they forgot their PFDs or they don't have enough for the amount of people getting on board. They simply just visit that life jacket loaner station, take whatever PFDs they need for the trip, and then return them when the boat is done boating and comes back in. They have one at Cypress Bend Park in Manny. I have been to that one. There's one at 3636 West Prien Lake Road in Lake Charles, and there is one at the Hilltop Marina on Maurepas in Maurepas, Louisiana. Thank you for that, Cito. What a great gesture. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, boy, I got a lot of questions people want me to ask you. First of all, what's your go-to pair of sunglasses?
I have been using fly and fishing sunglasses for over 20 years.
And what is it you like about them?
They have unbreakable lenses, scratch-resistant lenses. They're polarized. They're just good glasses. They work for me. Usually if I have a problem with them, it's because I stepped on them or sat on them or done something stupid. But they just work for me. They've been working for me for years.
Are they seaworthy? Do they float if you drop them in the water? That's important on sunglasses if you don't have a lens.
I wear the little retainer around my neck, and it has a float on it. So if I were to lose them, they would float. That's true. Yep.
Very good. I also had a question from Big Man Bass, and he wanted to know if you ever troll the bridges there in the lake, and if you do, what baits do you use?
I have never personally trolled the bridges myself. Obviously, I've seen a lot of trollers. Gus over at Gus's Tackle makes trolling rigs completely set up for trolling. A lot of people use the Miralure MR52, mm-hmm. and they put an 18-inch trailer with a B2 squid and a treble hook, various colors squid.
Yeah, and I believe that rig that Gus sells, if he still does, is lead core line. And it's important because it's heavy and it sits down and gets your bait down to the bottom. And then when you pull it at a certain speed, your lure will actually float up about a foot or two off the bottom through those grass beds. And that's, to me, the perfect setup. I've done it. It's a little bit on the boring side until you hook up, but it's an effective way. But it's also a way where you can get another fisherman's way if it's a crowded day out there.
You're correct. It is very productive. You can cover a lot of water. And obviously when those guys find a school, they go back and forth over and over and over that school.
Yeah.
So sometimes they're catching better than we are by jigging, and other times we're catching better than they are. So it's fishing. It changes day to day.
Got it. Mike, I was really glad to see that picture of the triple tail you sent me. Who was that young man that landed that? Nice-looking fish.
I fished Thursday, and we went into the marsh, and we caught some redfish with those young men. That was, his name was Thomas, and he's from Metairie area. Him and his father and his friend came fishing. We caught some redfish. And then on the way home, those kids were half asleep, and I was saw some crab traps, and I was running them. And sure enough, I went past the triple tail, slowed down, turned around. Everybody's looking at me like, what's going on? I said, who wants to catch a triple tail? I do. And then what's a triple tail?
Yeah.
So they don't know what it is, but they know they want to catch it. So we baited up with some shrimp, and he bit, and we were successful in landing him. And he was legal. So it all worked out for us.
Yep. And a lot of people are probably not familiar with the regulations. We do have them now. We never had any on triple tail before, but there's an 18-inch minimum size, which that one looked, I could tell he was a little bit over the 18. And it's a 5-per-person limit, which is rare to get, you know, 3 or 4 people all to catch 5 triple tails. So it's a very generous limit. It's a great fish to eat, and I'm glad they're starting to show up for you.
Yeah, I'm always on the lookout for them. I'll be looking out for them today on my way back. And if we see one, hopefully we can catch him.
You going red fishing in the marsh or trout fishing in the lakes?
I'm going trout fishing on the outskirts of the Biloxi Marsh. We're going to be throwing popping corks, you know, the Four Horsemen style corks with the artificial shrimp. And looking forward to a good day. I got 4 boats going out. We got a bunch of Sanders and Farms, chicken farmers. So hopefully we have a good trip. And those guys are happy and keep us in fresh chicken.
Yeah, well, that'll be something good for the LSU game tonight. You know, they're playing some chickens or some chanticleer or some kind of roosters or something. Anyway, Mike, as far as, what you guys are going to be throwing out there, is live shrimp going to be part of your arsenal you're taking out there?
One of the captains wanted to have some live shrimp. The other three, of course, pointed our fingers at him and told him he was not a superior fisherman, but we decided to go with plastics. Now, that doesn't mean I won't circle close to him and get in his chum line. I may do that.
Yeah. You mentioned the type of cork that you use. Most people think a cork is a cork is a cork. They're really not. There are differences. Why do you prefer that type of cork?
That Four Horsemen cork is very durable, and it doesn't take a lot of motion to make a good sound. And it's the right sound where a fish thinks it's another fish feeding on the surface, so he comes to see what the commotion's about. He sees your shrimp, and obviously he probably thinks, if I don't eat it, whatever just made that noise is going to be back for it. I better bite. So they just work. They're very durable, and they're nice and loud. The fish seem to like them.
Well, it was designed by a good fisherman, the guy who designed them, Aaron. You know, he does a good job with them. Four horse corks, there you go. Mike, anything else before you go?
I did want to say, you were talking about CETO lending the flotation devices.
Right.
And the way the law is written for children, it has to be a fitting flotation device. And a lot of adults will put a child in an adult life preserver, and if he should fall in the water, slip right through it, and obviously that could cause problems. So when you get your flotation devices, make sure they're form-fitting and nice and snug. Once you get where you're going, you can take them off. But very simple to make sure they're form-fitting and nice and snug. They have adjustment straps. Make sure you do that. We don't want an accident. That's avoidable.
Yeah, I've seen at the station they've got various sizes to fit, and it's very important you get the correct size, especially for those kids. Mike, you're on my website. If people want to get a connection to you, give them your site and phone number if they're interested in a good summertime or even booking for the fall season now.
Very simple. You can find me at aaofla.com, on social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or call on the telephone. 985-781-7811.
Very good. Have a great day today, Mike, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. And by the way, as promised, Robbie Campo texted me back. They are out of live shrimp at Campo's Marina. So if you're going to be launching out of Shell Beach, maybe Hopedale, down that far, try to pick up your shrimp if you're going to be fishing live shrimp on the way down there, maybe up at Bait Incorporated, and maybe pick them up there because Campo's is fresh out till the boat gets back. All right, we come back after this. Paddler Report time. Brendan Bayard joins us. We'll find out about his choice for sunglasses when we come back right after this three-minute pause where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, your fly shop specialist at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. You can ask Justin about the fly tying and fly fishing classes. Also, they've got paddle sports equipment, the kayaks themselves, outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle for the local area, and some really sharp-looking apparel. I'll open up at 10 a.m. today. Stop by No Wake Outfitters, always free and easy parking at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us for the Paddler's Report. And, Brendan, first question, your go-to sunglasses.
Oh, Don, I've had many sunglasses in my life, but I am currently using Hobie Polarized Snook sunglasses. They are very kind of, very small, but they float as well. So that's kind of the cool thing about these guys. I use a retainer to keep them on my neck, but if you didn't have that, you could let them fall in the water and they would float, and I've already lost a couple in my life that way. So I figured, this is a good thing to have. And so, you're in the kayak, you're always fumbling things. you're close to the water, and inevitably some things go over the gunwale and into the water, just like my Boga Grip did about a year ago. And it can be an expensive lesson to learn. So I am I'm looking forward to these saving my my day on with sunglasses.
Well, that's why they make those little floats, those little styrofoam floats with a keychain on them. You can hook it onto several things that could save the day. What shade of lens do you prefer? Really dark, medium, bright?
I have, I usually have kind of like the green amber colored polarized glasses, but these are the blue reflective with the kind of the grayish, you know. I think the brownish is a little bit better, but you know, the this is the gray is what was available at the time, and it's so far it's worked great. Don't have any complaints. Can still see redfish when I'm standing up cruising along the flat, so not a problem.
Yeah, very important to do some fish spotting that you have a good pair of polarized glasses. Brendan, offshore mania, what's that going on at Navarre Beach?
Yeah, it's this is the third year of offshore mania. We have just a group of guys that gather up over there at the Navarre Beach, and the Navarre Beach is a wonderful place to kayak fish from because it's far from both passes to the east and west, and so you kind of have the offshore area mostly to yourself, and you can go start catching snapper off the bottom, you know, anywhere from half a mile off to even further. I've gone as far as, you know, 5-6 miles offshore right there. Lots of great bottom fishing. You can troll. You know, you can catch all kinds of things trolling. I've even seen people catch wahoo, cobia. There's, you know, sailfish get caught every so often. There was a sailfish caught on the pier yesterday, so they're in the area. So you just never know what kind of lucky fish you're going to come across when you're pulling a big bait behind you or pulling up from the bottom. I've been out there, and we've caught grouper off the bottom, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, it's a good pompano spot. We filmed a show there several weeks ago catching some pompano right off the pier, but there were also some kayakers on those first sandbars. It seems to be that's where the schools kind of congregate and, you know, work their way around there and provide some good close-in action. All right, Slamboree by the Lafayette Club. What's that going on?
Yeah, today we have the Slamboree down LA1, and that's a traditional slam tournament, you know, where you're catching a flounder, speckled trout, and a redfish. And those guys are fishing their third event of the year, and so if you're down that way, you probably see those guys fishing for the slam. You know, the only change up for the rule this year is the redfish have to be under 26 because, you know, as people catch fish and they kind of want to put them on their ice chest and maybe hopefully they shrink a little bit, we don't want people keeping fish over 27 because now that's an illegal thing. So we've kind of given ourselves an artificial inch barrier to keep that from happening. So,
I think,
you know,
that's a wise move. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, the competitive nature in everybody's blood is a little hard to tamper sometimes. So, you know, guys want to keep that 27 and a quarter because they know it's going to shrink. But this way, you know, that 26 and a quarter is what you're going for, and it'll shrink on the ice just fine.
Right. All right, so you're at a swim meet today. You're high and dry.
Yeah. I'll be fishing next weekend at the Magnolia Slam Tournament in Mississippi, which I'm excited for. But yeah, my daughter is the one of the head coaches here at the swim team, and so I'll be rooting on my three kids here today in the city meet here in Baton Rouge, and then I'll get to go fishing next weekend.
Very good. Now that Magnolia Slam, that's a combination of several clubs putting that together. Where can people find out more info if they want to sign up for it?
Yeah, just Google Magnolia Slam Mississippi kayak fishing, and you know, I think you'll have a lot of info come up. But it's basically going to be from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. next Saturday, and those Mississippi waters are where we're going to be fishing. So looking forward to that. I know I've had some friends doing pretty well over there, and hopefully they'll share some spots with me, and you know, have a good day on the water and some new water areas.
All right. Good luck to the tarpons today, and we'll catch up with you next time. Thanks so much for the report.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard. All right. We come back after this. We had a Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries game warden who had what I call a grand slam of bad boys. His story is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. All right, we have two Chris's texting us, one listening in Covington, one listening in Mandeville. The Covington Chris says, I like the Smith Optic XP. Each pair comes with two sets of lenses, amber and a light color. Very durable for someone as rough as me on glasses. And his favorite line, smile, you SOB, as Brody said to Jaws before he blew him up. All right, we have the other Chris in Mandeville. He likes the Ray-Ban polarized lenses. Favorite scene in Jaws is when they're drinking, singing, show me the way. Yeah, so many good lines and songs and shots from that movie. Arguably one of the most favorite fishing movies out there. All right, we have Fandy checking in, which in parentheses is Fat Andy. I love that name. We have to add him into our list of outdoor show listener handles. He's in from I-10, headed our way from Dothan, Alabama. He's been loving the Bajios, those are sunglasses, which is Spanish for the shallows, Vega frames with the blue mirrored lenses. Here's Brett listening in Brobridge. On Amazon, the Tafossi Optic Swanks XL. Very good price and lasts through all of our seasons. All right, we also have, here's one, the scene at the very end of Jaws where Brody says, I used to hate the water. Hooper says, I can't imagine why. He loves that line. And also some trivia, Jaws was filmed in the off-season to avoid the summer crowds. The water was cold. In one scene, you can see kids shivering, not really playing in the water. Dan in Mobile likes you're going to need a bigger boat, too. And here's a little explanation on Chanticleer, the name of the proud rooster from Canterbury Tales. The Nun's Priest Tale was a story that brought us Chanticleer. What a character. That's from Old Man Sam. Yeah, the Chanticleers will be on the Tiger's hunt list tonight. All right, we're going to take a quick pause. We come back. I'm going to tell you about a game warden in Louisiana who had, in baseball terms, would have been a grand slam. Our bad boy, the outdoor story, is next, right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, recently, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Senior Agent Troy Otin had a busy day on duty in Terrebonne Parish after first citing 60-year-old Darryl J. Luke of Dulac for possessing over the limit of immature female blue crabs on Bayou Dulac, then 40-year-old Jose Ortiz of Chauvin for oyster harvesting logbook violations and failure to have written permission to harvest oysters from leased waters on Bayou Little Caillou. Then that was followed by Otin citing 52-year-old Robert Conklin of Chauvin for failing to have his commercial vessel license in possession on Bayou Sally. Senior Agent Otin then capped off his day by citing a Houma man whom he found with an alligator in his possession and will, in his day in court, face up to a $950 fine, up to 120 days in jail, plus a civil restitution gator payback of $376. It's 44-year-old Kenny Billiot, Agent Otin's grand slam bad boy of the outdoors. Congratulations, Agent Otin. Had a heck of a day, and that happens probably more often than we know. right, when we come back after this, we're going to check in with Captain Ryan Lambert, find out what's happening down in the Buras area, find out about his sunglasses. He looks great in sunglasses, by the way, if you've never seen him. Check him out. You can find pictures of him on my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. His fishing report's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I bet you're as curious as I am to find out what kind of plastic glasses the plastic man prefers. Captain Ryan, in your business where you're doing a lot of sight fishing for reds, very important not just to get some glasses that make you look so good like a movie star, but also that penetrates that water so you can spot them.
Well, you know, I need all the help I can get in that category. So,
both categories.
I've been using Costa Del Mar glasses for 40 years, buddy. And I use the green mirrors, and this not only just for fishing, but just for driving, for doing anything. Once you get used to a good pair of polarized glasses, they just takes and put so much stress off your eyes. As soon as you put them on, it's like, that I use the green mirrors for fishing, and I use the sunrise lens for hunting, because that yellow lens will bring out, like quail hunting, you see every feather when they get up. So that yellow sunrise lens is, I mean, it's just unbelievable for shooting. And I wear them, you know, as you know. As soon as the sun comes up in a duck blind, I got them on.
Yeah, they're great for sporting clay shooting, too, those amber lenses, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some great companies. You know, one thing I didn't hear nobody said Foster Grants. That used to be a big popular name for sunglasses. But I think that's more stylist than sportsman.
That's
glasses.
Right. That's exactly right. That's the GQs.
Well, that's not us. Well, how's the fishing been this week? And probably off the charts for you guys, huh?
Really good. Really good. The river's going to crest this week at 12.3 because it just keeps staying there because all the rain up north. But 12.3 and everybody's fishing on the east side with all that water, and we're just hammering the fish. Specks, reds, it's been good. Sheephead, black drums. I haven't been able to go out lately on the snappers, but next week I plan on doing that again. So a couple of triple tails showing up. Everything's it's good. We got 10 boats out today, so it's really rocking.
Do they ever find the triple tail on that east side, or is that usually on the Venice side?
No, they get on that side as well. You know, once the river comes down a little bit, it's going to be 8 on the 18th of July. So once it does that, you know, the bait's already there. There's mullet everywhere. There's shrimp jumping. It's already there, but it's just going to get better and better. Everything will start moving in towards the river when it gets to about 7 foot, and then it's game on. I mean, you go catch everything you want. So I've been wanting to get after some mangroves and some more snappers and cobia and triple tail, and you know, the specs have been really good. I limited out by 8:30 the last two mornings. So yeah, it's good. And I had some really older customers, been fishing with 35, 40 years, and you know, one of them's 83, one 73, and one wasn't feeling good, and I could tell he was hot, so we got on him hot and heavy, and he got finished, and let's go get back in Mr. Carrier air condition there.
Yes, indeed. Has that 13-inch presented much of a problem for you guys this year?
None whatsoever. You know, I think we finally got past the oil spill and the problems we had, because a lot of big fish, big fish have been showing up this year for the first time. They had a few last year, but this year it's better, and it's only going to get better and better for us. I can't wait to the day when you can go catch some 8-pounders in one day, you know, turn them loose, mount them, whatever you want to do. But it's be good to see the giant yellow mouse come up shaking that head again. Boy, I love that.
I know you do. Well, what's going to be the plan for this coming week?
I'm going right back today, and just came home to get some stuff, some supplies and all. You know, Buras is kind of a third world country. So
third world parish, huh?
Yeah, and I'll leave, and I'll go back with all the stuff, and we'll be busy. I got to take some reporters out tomorrow on the east side and show them all that new land that's building. I ran aground this week, 5 miles away from the river. I mean, flat on ground. I had to get out and push. I said, man, this is embarrassing. But, it was ankle-deep water 5 miles out. I said, golly. Wow. So that's working. But yeah, I'll do that, and then I'll just hang out this week, fish a bit, you know, just take care of everything like I always do, buddy. But I want to get after some more trout.
Yeah,
I'd love to go fish the beach on the west side, but that wind's been out the south. It's been pretty calm, but you know, I love fishing that beach. But just to get out there and get in them waves again a little bit and catch some big trout in top waters and stuff, I like that.
Yeah, it's nice when you can get an unusual north wind in the summertime. Boy, that becomes really good down
there. Oh, boy, yeah, that beach is something. You know, and it's still at 12-3, you know, all that water comes from southwest, Tiger and Red, and it kind of goes off with that linear tide toward the west. So, you know, it's keeping that beach a little dirty. So as soon as it goes down, everything will come get right here in another month. So July, August, September ought to be off the charts.
Well, it should be prime time when a young man with the hunt of a lifetime trip comes down.
We're going to have a good time with him. I hope we get on a big old Kobe or a big old snapper with him, some redfish. We'll do everything with him.
He'll have something to tangle with. All right, Ryan, my website is one spot to find you. Give us your site and phone number.
Mine's CajunFishingAdventures.com, and they can get me at 504-559-5111, and we'll get you hooked up. Duck season's almost booked. I mean, it's booking like crazy. People worried about ducks already, I tell you.
Well, only a 9-day teal season. Going to be limited access for sure.
Yeah, it's going to really be limited. We'll be out there every day with as many people as we can having fun.
Yes, we will. All right, thanks for the report. Have a good weekend.
All right, my buddy. I'm going to send you a picture of a ring teal here in a minute.
Yeah, I do. I want to see that.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
All right, coming up next, Ashley Ray is going to join us and talking about a fish crab explore the great outdoors on Bayou Lacombe. Her story's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I want to thank everyone for the comments on the choice of sunglasses and also for your favorite line from the movie Jaws, celebrating 50 years on the big screen and the small screen. All right, now it's time to talk about Fish Crab Explore the Great Outdoors in Lacombe, and joining us is the coordinator, Ashley Ray, who joins us now. Good morning, Ashley, and thanks for all your hard work in putting this together.
No, good morning, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this has been a labor of love for you in conjunction with the Lacombe Recreation Department, and it sounds like it's going to be very exciting and interesting. Tell us what's going to be going on the banks of Bayou Lacombe about this time next Saturday.
Yes, exactly. So June 28th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're going to have about 12 stations. We're going to have fishing, crabbing, boat tours, Tim Valley Bayou Crabbing Tours. He's going to host that. We have Bayou Adventure coming out with kayaks. We have Clean a Fish Station, Kenny Seafood's donating fish. We have a lot of land games, pond ecology on the biology end. A lot of stuff, more of an education tutorial, free events, and for all ages.
Now, the Bayou Lacombe boat launch area has got limited parking. How are you going to handle the crowds?
Correct. So the Bayou Lacombe boat launch will be closed from 6 p.m. Friday the 27th till Saturday the 28th, 4 p.m. So the parking grounds, there's no parking at the event. So we do have parking grounds located at 60260 Highway 434 or Lake Road, whatever GPS picks up on. And we have three shuttle buses that will be transporting people back and forth to and from the event.
Oh, that's very good. And that's going to be the parking grounds on LA 434.
Correct.
And it goes from 7 in the morning till what time will it shut down?
To 1 p.m.
Very good. What do people need to know that they need to bring out there? Do they need to bring fishing gear, licenses, food, drink? What will they need to bring for themselves and their kids?
Correct. So we know outside fishing gear, we're going to have everything you need, so just bring yourself. 18 years and older, we're really pushing for, you know, the fishing license. Get the fishing license. No outside food and drinks that will be available for purchase. The only thing available for purchase at the event. You can bring a small portable ice chest, nothing with wheels, something you have to carry. After all, if you catch a crab or a fish, you know, we're going to help you clean it up so that way you can take it home.
You've had some wonderful partners that helped you put this together, didn't you?
I have. So outside of the few that I just mentioned, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, U.S. Federal Wildlife and Fisheries, Wish to Fish, Camellia City Realty and Property Management, Coastal Environmental Services. We've had quite a few, yes.
Ashley, we've got a broad listening audience. We have stations all the way from Mobile, Alabama to the Texas state line. And for people not familiar with Bayou Lacombe, which is a wonderful place, I don't know of any place that's got a wider variety of fish, crab, crawfish, wildfowl, speckled trout, redfish, bass, you name it, it's pretty much there. Where's a good website that they can go to find directions and more information?
Correct. So they can go to the Lacombe Recreation Center website. We also have a face page, and you can just type that out, and it's district number 4. Or you can call the office at 985-882-1314 for any additional questions or information you may need.
And I want to make this clear to the audience. There is no entry fee. This is all free, correct?
It's all free. There's no entry fee. There's no registration fee. So there's nothing like that. We just really want you to come and enjoy yourself and just have a great time.
Going to be some good South Louisiana cuisine for sale there?
No, we're just going to have some basic, simple foods, you know, that way you can eat and you know, kind of finish the event because it is a free roaming event. So we're going to have your basic things like snacks, chips, hot dogs, of course, drinks, water, Gatorades, whatever you may need.
Well, on behalf of everyone who's going to be there and enjoy it, I want to say thank you because I know all the hard work that you put in. It's been a while you've been working on this.
Thank you.
And glad to see it's come together and praying for some good weather for you.
Yes, yes, there you go. Yes, thank you.
All right, Ashley, hope to see you down there. Thank you again for putting this together and coming on with us to talk about it.
And thank you for having me, Don. I appreciate it.
All right, Ashley Ray. Well, what a great job she did in putting this together. Again, it's going to be on the banks of Bayou Lacombe. 1 week from today, right about this time, the gates will be open 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring the kids. They got fish ID, build a fish, how to crab, how to put together pond ecology, how to clean fish, and you name it. If it's got to do with fishing, you'll get some information down there. All right, just kind of closing out here, we said there's a line in Apocalypse Now that also applies to Jaws. Never get out of the boats. All right, we also have this one says, what's that song you just played, Going in the Woodrow Was a Nutcase? Did I hear that right? Yeah, that's it. You must know our family. That must be from the Woodrows. And someone had the same pair of Costa Fathoms for 26 years. Wow, they'll put those in a museum. Oh, that's from Speckle Me Trout. All right. Thank to all of you who participated in our program this morning. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for the text, the suggestions on your sunglasses, and enjoy the movie Jaws. If you haven't seen it, you really shouldn't miss it. It's a classic. And we'll be back with another classic radio program next week right here, 5 to 7 a.m. We do it each and every week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.